Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah. Morning after. Oh, man. Still bummed. What a great run, though. What a great run. I don't know if this is... I don't feel like today should be awake. I don't think it should be a Shiva. I don't think I should be wearing white or black, depending on whatever your religious preference is. I don't feel that way about the Guardians. I'm actually kind of happy. I'm happy for what they were able to do throughout the season. I'm not happy they lost yesterday. But you kind of had a feeling that this was going to come to an end at some point. And I think we all thought we were playing with house money as this thing was moving forward, especially the last month of the season. It was a fantastic ride. It really was. And most days I would sit here and, I mean, I'm a guy in my 50s that still, you know, grieves over the drive, the fumble, the shot, all of those things, right? But you know what? I just don't feel that way about the Guardians. They gave us a great September to remember, and I'm not going to forget about it. And I also think that when you look at the Tigers and what they're able to do, Ohio State fans can kind of get it. Sorry, if you're a Buckeye fan, you get it, because the Tigers had this unbelievably humiliating period where they lost a 15.5 game lead, and all of a sudden they've set things back on track and they're moving forward. So, I mean, the Tigers are kind of like the Buckeyes were. I mean, if the Tigers go on and do great things and perhaps win the World Series, would that not be equal to what the Buckeyes did? So we have a lot to talk about today. Brian Anderson's going to join us at 1:20. Tim May is going to be here. And as you know, I talk for at least 2.5 minutes there without interruption. That means that Jeff is off today. And Dan Menigan is in. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm well, buddy. I feel similar to how you do, but a little bit different of it.
Okay.
I am thrilled with the month of September and into August as well. That was such a great ride. It was so much fun seeing all of the different ways that they found to win baseball games. I mean, Tarek Skubal, that I think it was the sixth inning, and it will be burnt in my brain until the end of time, where the only time the ball hit the outfield was when Skubal hiked it. Like that, I will never forget that, because that was the most...
Basically in two games, too. Think about it.
Yeah.
That was the last two games he pitched against us.
That was the craziest thing that I've ever seen. Those three runs when the ball didn't leave the infield, and poor David Fry as well, which will also be burnt in my brain for other reasons. Hope he's doing well. Hope he's getting better. But as much as I will sit back and say that, I'm not going to lie to you, Andy. This season's a disappointment to me.
I can't. You know what? I'm not going to say that. I can't. I'm not disappointed. Look, if you were in or out for the beginning of the year and you kind of felt like, they didn't spend any money, I don't really want to be a part of this. I just kind of, they came back from a great season last year, and why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? You know what? I don't care about what they didn't do. I do care what they did do when it was all said and done. And maybe somewhere down the road, we'll get, you know, you'll throw little zingers here or there. People do it all the time. Well, if they would have spent some money after they lost the Yankees last year, then they probably would have gone a little bit further this year. And I can't feel that way. They were underachievers. And, you know, what Carl Willis did, he should be the MVP of
Carl
Major.
Willis is unbelievable this season.
I mean, that whole staff,
right.
Brad Goldberg 100%. Out in the bullpen, everybody that's working with these pitchers, whether it's here or Columbus or out in Arizona, those guys are the MVPs. That you had two hitters all season long. Let's not kid ourselves. We had two guys that could hit consistently across this season. And, you know, when they went into slumps, the team kind of went into a slump, especially with Kwan. But, you know, I still have hope every time that he walked up to the plate. I'd hope every time Ramirez walked up to the plate. It sucks. Season's over. Get it. Totally got it. But the run will never be forgotten.
No, the run will never be forgotten at all. What they were able to accomplish, how they were able to scrape and claw their way from 15 and a half back to win the AL Central is never going to be forgotten. I'll go a step further. Playing Chase DeLauter in a playoff game for his first game in the major leagues, getting his first major league base hit yesterday on a sharply hit ground ball and having it be beneficial to your team will never be forgotten. And I'm beyond impressed with that ability as well, how they were able to pull that off.
He is the starter for next year, right?
Oh, without question.
Okay, good. I can't even believe that's a question if DeLauter would start the season on opening day. Of course, if you felt good enough to put this guy out there on the field during a wild card when both games your season was on the line, man, he better be your starter next year. He better be.
If he's healthy, he's out there. 110%. He's healthy, he's out there. Maybe not in center field. Maybe he plays right field and they've got someone else playing center field. I don't care. He's out there and he's out there every single day. The reason I have some level of disappointment through everything is, yes, the ride was awesome. Unbelievable. But if we take a step back and go, okay, this team made the ALCS last year. Is the organization trying to tell me that that was a fluke? Is the organization trying to tell me that that was not the direction that this should have gone and that some things fell in the right place and have gone the right direction? Or is the organization trying to tell me that this is time for a contending window and this is time to compete? And they went into that offseason and they treated it like it was option B and not option A. And while Stephen Vogt did a hell of a job keeping this group together, Carl Willis might be the MVP, and Brad Goldberg and everybody else in the pitching development part, I look at this with and go, why did this team not either equal what came last year, saying we are here to stay, and we are going to make a whole bunch of noise? That's the part that I turn and look at. And just as a big picture season thing of, okay, this is where I thought you were, and this is where you are, that to me feels of disappointment. That's the only reason that I put it that way. Like, I know it's complicated because I can hold two feelings at the same time. My feeling of loving every last bit of this ride and how improbable and how awesome it was and how I will never forget every last bit of it. And this feeling of the AL is wide open. And you did really well last year, and things were going in the right direction, and you were really making some noise. And then for some reason, you took a half step back and went to a whole bunch of rookies and had a whole bunch of people get hurt and relied on people with a history of getting hurt, and this all fell into your face. Right? Like, I can hold these two thoughts, right? Or am I crazy? I mean, I'm crazy for a lot of reasons.
No, because this is the way you think. You're consistent in your thoughts. That's why if anyone's listened to you over the... How many years have you been on the show with us? 16, 17 years?
Something along those lines.
So anyone that's listened to you over the years with us totally gets it and understands it, right? Totally gets it and understands it.
Yeah. I just... That's where I am. I loved every last bit of this, but I'm like, damn it. How come this didn't go any farther? How come you didn't do anything that set me up in a better position for next season? And so I look at this off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Off season, and I go, okay, what's your move? Is it just to go, okay, here's Chase DeLauder, here's Jace Lavallette, here's everybody else that we've brought up and hope Travis Bezzana is healthy and can play with the Major League roster and we're going to run the kids out and think we could do it again? Or are you actually going to be in a position to go, all right, we need to make a splash. Maybe we take a Logan Allen. Maybe we take Joey Cantillo. Maybe we take something like that, turn to the Mets and go, all right, who do you have that's about to come up that we can have as a part of this team that can hit the ball over the fence? Because they don't have pitching and they've got a couple minor league hitters. Like, that's where my head is. Okay, you piecemealed this together. Duct tape, chewing gum, twine, Flex Seal, Bondo, whatever caulk you had laying around from when you fixed the window. You did that. You did a hell of a job. What are you going to do now? Because if you don't end up moving forward, you are going to find yourself in the position that the Cavs are this year. And by that, I mean everybody's looking at this Cavs team going, regular season starts? Great. Sounds like fun. Call me in April.
I'm tired, too. I gotta be honest with you. This 15-and-a-half game ride was tiring.
It was freaking awesome.
I had to keep you guys going, though, in the beginning. I'm like, guys, think they're coming back. I think they're coming back. Coming back, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? Six games against the Tigers here at the end of the regular season. I think they got a shot at the winning the Central. You guys all looked at me like I was insane.
Oh, God.
And even the words coming out of my mouth made me feel like, you're an idiot, Andy. I can't believe you're saying this.
I believe
and
on how the many air times I said, whatever it is you're on, I'll take two. I think that's what I said on the air.
I don't know why. I mean, like, I believed in the pitching. I think that was the whole reason why. And I thought, it was just one of those weird things where at the end, you look at things and you hope for, like, the ultimate optimism about getting into the playoffs. The other thing that's always going to be something to remember is that even on short notice, for three games where Major League Baseball absolutely said, Cleveland, I really don't care about you.
You got hosed.
We don't care about you at all.
You got hosed.
And then, by the way, we're going to play this game at 3 o'clock. I mean, come on, man. Major League Baseball doesn't care about us. Let's be super honest. They don't care. What is it? 35 days this team has been mathematically eliminated. Did you hear that stat the other day? Is it 35 or 33 days this team has been mathematically eliminated over like the last 10 years? Something crazy like that.
I'll look it up. I have not heard that, but it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, but it's true.
It's
just like every year you know the Guardians are going to give you a good show. Fox got lucky on Saturday night, didn't they?
Heck yeah.
I mean, they got a great nationally televised game for two teams that were still battling it out to try to figure out if the Guardians could get in. And then Sunday,
an extra inning walk-off hit by pitch? Who doesn't sign up for that?
I mean, that's the stuff Hollywood... why would Fox even want to buy programming from anybody else?
Exactly.
When they can have great content like that.
Just reshow the last month of Guards games.
But let's be honest.
Wait, they did what?
The real champion here are the fans. Whether you like it or not, you came out in full force. I said this over the six games at the end of the regular season. And then you still gave it everything you had over the last 3 days. I don't want to hear a word about empty seats for the first game of this series. I don't even want to hear it. I don't. We don't live in a city with 6 million people. And people, you know, we're not Yankee Stadium. We're not. But what we are hardworking people that care about their dollars, that are willing to invest and spend when we see something that makes us proud as Clevelanders. Guess what? That happened. I'd be interested to see what the TV ratings were for yesterday, too, but look that up at some point, especially for a 3 o'clock start versus a 1 o'clock start.
Probably pretty good.
Well, I mean you're talking...
starts are pretty good, too.
Dan, you're talking about 250 to 300,000 fans over, what, a 9-game period? It's probably excellent. It probably is more than that.
And from being in that stadium for two of the three, I sadly couldn't go yesterday. I had previous things, car in the shop, all that kind of fun stuff I had to take care of. But for being in there, it was loud. That stadium was loud. It blew me away. And it was everybody who was in there was locked in every last bit. There were very few people who clearly were there to go drink in the outfield.
They were there for baseball.
They were there for baseball. And while every seat may not have been filled, it was really loud in there. And people were on the edge of their seats through all of it. it was impressive. Like hats off to Guardians fans, because it's a crummy situation. Everybody knows this. We've gone over this with the NFL. It's the truth of Major League Baseball as well. We're seeing it slowly but surely find its way with the NBA. These leagues don't care about the people who are actually sitting there and watching it. They care about the TV ratings.
Right.
And so you're always going to get the short end of the stick when it comes to being in the stadium, because the leagues don't care as much about you. And it sucks to say that out loud, because that's where the true blue fans always were, sitting in the seats, hooked on every last pitch. Now it's the person who has it on in the background as they're vacuuming.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I used to laugh when I would work in a newsroom, and you'd see all these silly interviews with people walking out of the ballpark. Ah! And then you'd get Super Bowl, Super Bowl, it's kind of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You see that from the fans.
Absolutely.
When they're walking out. So the game ends yesterday, and I flipped over to Channel 8 to see what they had, because I knew they'd be live, because they do their news live. And so I popped over there to go see what they had, and there was one man on the street interview that kind of was like, and I think it was a woman that said this afterwards. She said, no one was leaving, even after the big inning, even after Detroit was able to put up a big inning late. Oh, still bothers me.
Such
where they were able to score four runs in the seventh. The crowd had not given up. That the crowd wasn't about to go anywhere. That they weren't walking out of their seats in the eighth and seventh. Yeah, by the eighth, after they didn't score. That they, because of everything we witnessed over the last month.
Because we were
sitting. Because you knew they were, I don't know, five batters away from getting hit by pitch and winning the game again.
I was sitting with my folks watching the game, and they were like, we're going to turn this off. And I looked at them and said, you can't, because we know how this is going to go. Someone's going to get a bunt single. It's going to get thrown into the dugout. Then someone's going to hit a sharply lined ball that's going to ricochet off of a base and go some weird direction. And then a line drive's going to hit an umpire that's in fair territory for some reason. And like all of this absurd crap is going to take place, because that's what's been happening to this team for the last month. You were just waiting for the next absurd thing to take place. And it's going to be a drop third strike that's going to solve this entire thing. And you're going to run around first. It's going to cause absolute chaos. Like, you were just waiting because that's the ride.
Yeah, I know that in some parts of here, you feel like it's a funeral. It's a Shiva. It's whatever you want to call it. Right? I get it. I understand it. I just don't feel that way today. I'm sorry. I love the last month. I loved every bit of it. Does it suck that they're not moving on to play Seattle? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I got to tell you, for seasons that have ended abruptly, I'm kind of okay with this one. I love the way they played, and it makes me want more, especially if they can get a couple bats in here for next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.